Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Mr. Steve from Flicks and That. How are you?
G'day, I'm good, thanks.
You're very tired.
Oh, look, I'm a little tired. I went to the Opera Silver Scrolls last night. Great
made
show.
The journey.
Well done, everybody. Shout out Sarah Thompson for sterling work behind the scenes.
Good show, though.
Yeah, it's a good show. I mean, I haven't watched it through a filmic lens because I was there in person. But they did have a live stream, so
yeah.
Maybe I'll revisit it and make some notes about the cinematography and whatnot.
The live stream. I did see Brett McKenzie doing his Muppet of a Man performance, which was cool. That he won an Oscar for. So there's some film sort of content in there.
Thank you. You've tied it in a nice little bow for me.
Yes.
I was too preoccupied with how I was going to follow on from last week's big cliffhanger.
Yes.
Which was
going off to see Joker 2.
Joker 2. And I had some thoughts. I had some thoughts during the film. I had some thoughts in the immediate aftermath of the film. And in the days since. But the most succinct thing I've found in terms of commentary on Joker 2, apart from its underperformance at the box office, was a tweet by Futurama voice actor Billy West. And we're really getting into the credible sources here.
Yeah.
But I think this is an example of just like when you use a scalpel you're not sculpting in the form, you're sculpting away. You're cutting away.
Right.
Billy West says, Joker 2, audience nothing.
Hey, ba-dum-tsh.
Thanks, Billy.
Nice one.
I loathed this film.
Really?
But maybe,
wow.
Actually, bored, loathed is probably more of the point. First one...
you weren't much of a fan of it.
First one had a bit of vibrancy to it, at least, in amongst its kind of dour setting and gloomy armchair psychology.
Yeah.
But this just is a slog. It's 2 hours and 18 minutes long. Coming in the same kind of time frame as Megalopolis, that was not really quite a, in some ways, familiar experience. Just for in a cinema again. Oh yeah, this is not gone good.
Yeah, another flop.
Just pacing wise, not great. It's too long. It's it meanders. It's got a prison drama and a courtroom drama at its heart. Then not well done at
really?
All. And by the time it kind of gets to the finish line, I was just hanging out to go. The musical element, like, it kind of wants to have its cake and eat it too. Those sort of songs interspersed throughout the film, they are both seemingly a fantasy sequence, but also performed quite naturalistically.
Yeah.
So it's seldom that it kind of gets into full-blown, full-chested... musical numbers. It's kind of sort of a lot of mumbling and I'm only just across the line of singing versus talking. Using show tunes and this, like, it's not really kind of driving the story forward with the musical numbers in terms of what the lyrics are. Sort of understand the intent, but it just really fails in its execution. Ponderous hard yakker. If you've seen it, you know this, or you loved it, in which case, lucky you. I think a lot of people have got the drift that this may not be one for them.
Yeah, well, you know, the first one was, you know, a bit of a commentary on mental illness and sort of had a deeper meaning in that way. This one's definitely nowhere near that kind of...
I mean, I thought the first one was sort of playing with a bunch of weighty concepts that it didn't really have that strong of a grasp on.
Yeah.
And was maybe coasting pretty heavily on riffing on Martin Scorsese's work, particularly King of Comedy. And I mean, here the only kind of thing that feels like Marty is a courtroom judge who kind of looks like him, who gets whacked with a giant hammer in a air quotes fantasy sequence.
Yeah.
Director Todd Phillips kind of seems to have this thing, and maybe lead Joaquin Phoenix does as well, of like really getting into trolling their own fans sometimes.
Right.
It sort of happened with the Hangover films.
Yeah.
I just sort of wonder if this is just not hitting its mark, or if, you know, they kind of just didn't really care. Or worse, were like baiting people that were their kind of most ardent defenders. The subject matter Joker, particularly, it's kind of the sort of incel, more incel elements of the first one.
Right.
Or more sort of like disaffected elements of society, parts of the first one, brought out the kind of worst defenders on social media.
Mm.
I think a lot of them are still clinging onto this film, but it's just, it ain't good.
It ain't good.
So instead of spending 2 hours and 18 minutes watching...
What else can you
see? Joker. You could go to one of the sessions of Show Me Shorts, which kicks off this week.
Yes.
This is a New Zealand's leading short film festival. It's been around for, this is its 19th year. Pulling together really interestingly curated programs of short films. I do need to disclose that I am a board member of Show Me Shorts.
Mm.
So take anything positive I say with a grain of salt. But that's new, and I've loved the festival for yonks.
Hell yeah.
I had the privilege of judging the Best Screenplay Award in this year's festival. And it let me encounter some things that I haven't seen. I haven't judged screenplays before. It was a new terrain for me. So I thought the best way to do that was to not watch the films, but just go to the written screenplay.
You're right.
That's what surely the award is for, right?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But from that, there are a few that I'm really looking forward to seeing, actually seeing for the first time. The first being Honey Kaha, which is the most nominated for Show Me Shorts Awards film in the program this year. It's nominated for Best New Zealand Film for Actor Kura Torowhenua's performance, and also Director and Cinematographer. That's playing as part of the Aotearoa Ka Awatea section. And is the Wellington opening night also. Synopsis of that is, when dinner with her son is ruined by seafood poachers, Honey Kaha must hunt down the colonisers who are responsible and bring them to justice.
Wow, very interesting story.
Another Best Screenplay nominee was Cold Feet. That's playing as in the Deeper Into Love part of the program. So you kind of get a sense with these session names that they're kind of curated around a theme typically. It's also playing at the Auckland Wellington opening night. This is a continuous take following a bride-to-be who was having doubts just before walking down the aisle, and it was kind of interesting to read a one take a one shot screenplay. Like jumping from scene to scene, just rolls all the way through. A couple of others that stood out for me or make me really want to see them on the big screen. Pack Rat, this is playing as part of the Defy Expectations night at a rural New Zealand paddock party. Don't we know those? A 15-year-old girl fights to keep her place among the pack of boys she's grown up with. Really enjoyed the screenplay. It was a kind of sort of coming-of-age story that we see versions of a bit, but it just has really well-drawn characters.
Yeah.
And the last one I mentioned from these Best Screenplay nominees is Figment. It's also nominated for Best Director, Editor and Cinematographer. It plays as part of the Dystopian Dreams part of the program, so you can kind of see there's maybe like a sort of sci-fi tinge coming. This one, crippled by loneliness, a woman is prescribed a drug that gives her an imaginary friend, but this new friendship becomes more complicated than she could ever have imagined.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Show Me Shorts kicks off tomorrow night in Auckland. It's running for the next week or so. The program sections include German Focus. We already mentioned a couple, Dystopian Dreams and Deeper Into Love. It's also Generational Threads, Finding Your True North, Slashes and Splatter, which sounds like a bit of me as well, Lives in the Firing Line, and Defy Expectations. So, it's a nice way to see a collection of shorts from all around the world, not just from Aotearoa.
Okay, right.
Although there is a really strong local component.
How many sort of applicants do you guys get for, coming into... Is that sort of quite a high number? Or?
Yeah, there is a high number. The festival has BAFTA qualifying status.
Wow.
And also Oscar accrediting. So it's... That doesn't mean that if you're selected for Show Me Shorts, you're an Oscar nominee, but that you have crossed a very important threshold to be on the long list for consideration.
It makes it a big deal.
It makes it a really attractive festival for people, for filmmakers all around the world. And obviously, if you make a short, the intention's for it to spread as wide as possible.
Yeah.
So that resulted in this year in 2,400 submissions.
Wow.
Which is a pretty nutso pile of
that
stuff.
That is insane.
To whittle down.
Yeah.
So that's kind of all filtered into 85 shorts from around the world. Wow. The 26th, I'm being from New Zealand. So really we're looking forward to diving into that over the next week.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of cinema options. Also at home, I've been streaming The Franchise, which has just started on Neon.
Okay.
This is a, you know, purporting to be behind the scenes on a, like, Marvel-type franchise movie.
Okay, right.
It's a satirical comedy set on a film set.
Sort of like the Disaster Artist sort of feel to it.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, for sure. And so it's trying to do that difficult thing where, you know, films within films or shows within shows, so often what fails is that they might play some of the end result and it just doesn't actually look like the thing it's purporting to be. Or the set, you kind of go, that's not... That, you know, it goes against my belief of what a film set is.
Yeah,
so
this
kind of captures the scale a bit more because it's so overtly a kind of green screen heavy Marvel-like film. Very Marvel-like.
Yeah,
let's just
not
make sure the lawyers don't get in touch. This is a pretty... like, it's stressy for the characters, but I found it quite a kind of gentle watch. Like, it's got energy, and definitely if you're like, you know, had a hectic day at work, maybe it's not the right thing to pop on.
Right.
But they kind of punch you like 28-minute long episodes. It's quite a nice thing to watch in bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
It's good without being great.
Okay.
Chuckles are there. Maybe not heaps of belly laughs, but it amuses. Some great performances. Richard E. Grant is a theatre actor who's... kind of just cashing his paycheck and being a real surly prick on the film set. So you can kind of see where some of these archetypes might fit into a Marvel-type universe. There's a female role that needs to be beefed up because the studio's got a bit of a... Oh, it turns out the studio's got a bit of a problem with women. What a surprise. So there's kind of all these things being shoehorned into the script to make them look like good guys.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a lead actor played by the magnificent Billy Magnuson, who... you may have seen in the HBO comedy series Made for Love. There's just this like kind of brilliant, kind of gormless idiot.
He
can play this this character so incredibly well. There's depth and timing to it. Not a stupid dude, obviously, but this really captures kind of this, works so well on camera. And the director of the fictional film is Daniel Brühl, German actor who is his character's one of those guys who kind of gets dropped into a franchise film to give it a bit of cred. Like, it's not...
He's
not playing Werner Herzog, but he's like... Yeah, he's the sort of director who's like directed an indie darling.
Yeah.
And being given this
thing. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think, yeah.
So moderately amusing. I think probably my hopes for it were a little bit higher. It comes with Armando Iannucci's name attached, the fellow behind The Death of Stalin, The Thick of It, like he's a UK comedy legend, and the dialogue kind of emulates a style that you'd be familiar with his writing, kind of fast paced, lots of four letter words, colourful insults. He's not really writing on this, and also comes with Oscar winning director Sam Mendes' name on it too. He directs the pilot, he's another producer, it's kind of it's a decent version of what it is. If you're looking for a new comedy to start watching that's not going to overtax you for time or concentration, this could be a good one to do.
Hell yeah. Wow, very interesting week of cinema, that's for sure.
Ain't it just?
Yes.
Yes, you can catch The Franchise on Neon. Show Me Shorts is in cinemas from tomorrow. And, you know, you can see Joker if you want to, whatever.
Yeah, if you want to. Hey, thanks so much, Steve. Get some sleep. Catch up on your sleep.
It's so important, there. Isn't it?
It's so important. Yeah. You need 8 hours.
Just don't do it in movie theatres.
No, definitely not. You get your money's worth. All right, thanks so much.
I'm away for the next couple of weeks, but I'll catch you soon.
That's right. Indeed. Enjoy wherever you're going, and we'll see you when you get back.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.